The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Warning, being too chill can kill. Listen to this. Studies show that the more successful you are, the longer you live. But you can die younger if you're too laid back and carefree about work and lack the motivation to succeed. So says Dr. Howard Friedman from the University of California. He's a psychology professor over there, and he led a 20-year study on aging. Now, he says people think everyone should take it easy. However, a hard job that is also stressful can be associated with longevity. Actually, that's our topic next hour, but if you're bored at work, you're twice as likely to suffer a heart attack or stroke over the next 25 years than folks who feel challenged. And basically, bottom line is, if you want to live a long and happy life, it's not enough to mildly want what you want. You must wildly want what you want. So don't shirk your work. Take on that challenge. It's all about the work-life balance, isn't it? And that's our focus of discussion this hour. Good morning, aloha, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's the Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy, as we do it each and every week at this time. And we thank you so much for joining us on this New Year's, well, our first show of the year edition of the program. And thanks so much for making us a part of your weekend. Well, speaking of staying cool, our guest in this hour of the program has a new book called Chill, Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life. Dr. Brian Robinson, who is a licensed psychotherapist and also professor emeritus at the University of North Carolina, joins us in just a few minutes to talk about all the tips that he has to put life in balance. You know, you don't want to be attention all workaholics and perfectionists and overachievers out there in radio land. You don't want to be too extreme in those endeavors. And Dr. Robinson will tell you how to balance your life so you can still be successful, but also be healthy and live a long life in the process. So we'll have that for you in just a few minutes. Here's a few tips from Dr. Phil to start out the new year, a little healthier, hopefully. You know, everybody wants to break their bad habits, right? Well, according to Dr. Phil, he says you don't really break habits, you replace them. You replace the unwanted behavior, that is, with something that prevents you from doing it and that doesn't have the unhealthy side effects, hopefully, that the bad habit does. So you want to concentrate on that. And by the way, all year long too, but especially all month long in January, we're going to give you a lot of tips to help you make and keep those New Year's health resolutions. About 70% of all resolutions in general, by the way, are health related. Number one being losing weight. Amazing that people make that every year, because even when they're successful losing weight, they might take it off. They just don't keep it off, right? The problem with New Year's resolutions, as I always say, is the resolutions go in one year and out the other. So you have to make them every year. All right. Another thing that Dr. Phil mentions is the importance of beating stress. And he does that with, personally, he does it with pets and exercise, but whatever works for you to reduce your stress level. And then above all, he says, don't medicate with food. It never, ever works. You're denying your issue by eating your way through it instead of saying, hey, I've got a problem, or What's that Dr. Phil signature catchphrase? How's that working for you? I think that's his catchphrase on television. All right, let's see what else is happening in January. It's Clap for Health Month. Now, I haven't heard of this, I must admit. It's a campaign that provides a unique way to prevent cardiovascular disease and obesity using clapping to educate children, families, seniors, and communities about healthier lifestyles. Clapping can improve motor and spatial skills, lead to better socialization skills, and elevate moods through increased endorphin levels. Okay, let's give a hand for clapping. Okay. All right, moving right along, it's National Hot Tea Month. You know, it's one of the nation's most popular, and actually one of, I think it's the world's second most popular beverage. But it's soothing and relaxing, and it's the only beverage in America commonly, think about this, commonly served hot or iced, served anytime, anywhere, and for any occasion. So have a cup of hot herbal tea this morning, and you'll be doing something for your health as well as improving your happiness. It's National Glaucoma Awareness Month, also Oatmeal Month, which is a cheap, affordable, and delicious, nutritious way to start the day. You might want to add some protein to it as well. But oats, interestingly, are the highest protein grain. They're about 15% protein, although they're incomplete protein. So if you combine it with, say, an animal protein, put some yogurt on your oatmeal or have an egg with it or something like that, it'll make the amino acids more complete, and you'll utilize the protein in oats more efficiently. Did you know that today, January 5th, is National Bird Day? I'll tell you why I'm announcing this. It serves a, first of all, you've heard of the canary in the coal mine, right? That's they literally took canaries in coal mines or birds in coal mines to measure the air quality. And if it was, if the bird died, then chances are the elevated, that was before sophisticated meters and devices and ways of measuring impurities or contamination in the air. But anyway, they're a barometer of our ecosystem as well, and they alert us to detecting global environmental ills. And of course, over 12% of the world's bird species face extinction in the next century. But this is a day, they say, to celebrate birds and learn how to protect them. Well, how about by not eating them? Aren't chickens birds? Last time I checked, they had feathers. They flew, or they can, or they used to, before we fattened them up so that, we're just raising them to eat. They can't even fly. They're so heavy. Anyway, okay, moving on. I'll get off my soapbox here. Moving right along. A lot of you moan about Mondays, but back to work and all this, all getting after after the holidays, everybody's getting back to work. Well, this Monday is, thank God it's Monday Day. Besides holidays such as President's Day being celebrated on Mondays, people everywhere start new jobs, have birthdays, celebrate promotions, and begin vacations on Mondays. So it's a day to recognize the first day of the week. So don't moan about Mondays, because that's the start of a new week. All right, let's see, where else are we going here? U.S. adults aren't getting taller, but they are getting heavier. I remember doing stat reports when I first started this show 28 years ago, and what was it back then? I think the average man was 172 pounds, 5'9", and the average woman right around 140, I believe. Anyway, a new report, this was released last month, so the average U.S. adult is overweight and just a few pounds from obese. Average height for men actually fell slightly over the last decade. And, that's for that's because of the growing number of Mexican-Americans and immigrants that bring down the average. So the men in general tend to be a little shorter. This is, by the way, from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But the CDC records date back to the early 60s when the average man was a little over, 5'8" tall, weighed 166 pounds. Oh, not even 172. Well, back in the 60s, it was 166. And then in 1990, I think it was 172. Now men are almost 1 inch taller and more than 30 pounds heavier, 199, just under 200 pounds, I think. Average woman, but what about this? Listen to this. In the early 60s, Okay, she was 5'3", 140 pounds. Now women are half an inch taller and about 30 pounds heavier on average. So their percentage has risen more than men because they're you know, both men and women are now 30 pounds heavier, but men or women started with a lower weight to begin with, so they have gained more on a percentage basis. Average height's about the same as it was a decade earlier, 5'4" for women. Other, let's see, notes of interest, average weight of men, 198. And for women, now it's 171 pounds for the average woman. That's how much they weigh. Men have a 40-inch waistline on average. How about that? Women's waistline are a little under 39 inches. That seems pretty shocking. You know, as I always say, the larger and flatter the TV screen, the larger and fatter the TV viewer. And isn't it interesting that, according to the last time I checked a couple years ago, the average TV screen was 40 inches, and so now it matches the average men's waist. How about that? No surprise that the number one New Year's health resolution is to lose weight, and that's a topic we'll be covering all month long, and then we always have the diet department for you. Okay, straight ahead of the news. The key to achieving your New Year's resolutions, a simple tip there. Then forget Sudoku, why you might want to take up origami to keep your mind sharp. Plus, why probiotics improve bone strength. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hi, I'm Pat Benatar, and I've spent a lot of days singing about matters of the heart. More women die of heart disease than all cancers combined. It's the number one killer of women. Learn the best way for a woman to find out if she has heart disease. Know the signs and the symptoms. They can be different than a man's. Join me in the American College of Emergency Physicians in a new campaign called Take It to Heart. To find out more, visit www.acep.org. Let's make sure that heart disease isn't something that tears us apart.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Trying to make a lot of resolutions for the new year and the new month? Well, try narrowing the list down to just one. That's right. Researchers in the journal Psychological Science said that when they gave study subjects the option to try several challenges at once or choose one to master, few people actually opted to focus their energy on a single goal. Most tried to do it all, and then they ended up underperforming for all of them, kind of like multitasking, right? So focus, and maybe just pick two or three at least, but not 10 or a dozen. You only have so much energy in the day, so make a few important ones, and maybe just make a monthly goal, and that'll get 12 over the course of a year. All right, why you should maybe forget Sudoku. The activity that can sharpen your mind and put control back in your hands is origami. This is research from Rostov State University in Russia. They linked the ancient Japanese practice of paper folding to a sharpening of test subjects' motor, intellectual, and creative abilities. Origami, they say, also helps to regulate your mood. The dexterous activity can limit the amount of stress hormones your brain releases, and also working with your hands for a tangible reward. You know, if you're making that perfectly shaped bird or perfectly folded paper bird, it can reestablish your sense of control. And it's called a behavior-ceutical, a positive change in your neurochemistry that results. It's very significant because it can... match the effects of medication, they say. So origami, that's a new thing. That maybe that could be your New Year's resolution, is to take up origami to keep your mind sharp. The New Year's resolutions people make for their kids. Well, parents' top New Year's resolutions that they wish their kids would make: 47% clean room more often, 33% be more engaged in school, also 33% having healthier eating habits, 33% matching that, getting more physical activity, and finally, 29% of parents say resolutions for their kids include playing video games less often. This was interesting. I was so surprised by this, and to see if this surprises you, this statistic. 50% of women regularly eat breakfast either on the way to work or at work. 50%. And only, 40% of people eat breakfast in the morning before work, but of those, about 50% eat on the way to work or actually eat at work. Our quote of the week comes from astronaut Mae Jemison, who said, "People are readily identified as being left-brained or right-brained, but I want to be identified as using my entire brain." Oh, I would agree with that pretty strongly. Probiotics can improve your bone strength. This is a double-blind placebo-controlled study from it was published in the Journal of Internal Medicine. They found adult women who received a supplement containing lactobacillus bacteria, such as that found in Theralac, which is our go-to and Dr. Health Radio's official probiotic here on the show. If they did that daily for a year, they experienced 50% less bone loss in their lower legs than women who received a placebo. Probably, I think, and we've done shows with biochemist Randy Propkin on this, he mentioned in the past that probiotic bacteria helps you absorb more calcium and magnesium and minerals, so it makes nutrients more bioavailable. So that's probably one key way that probiotics help to improve bone strength. Let's see, what else? Oh, and speaking of women, well, since most women are, or most cooks are women, at least at home, I would think, 73% of home cooks admit to licking the spoon. Hey, that's just as bad as double dipping. All right, don't want to lick the spoon. Well, maybe if you're just making something for yourself, but if you're making it for the family, don't lick the spoon. All right, let's see. And finally, we have time for one more. If you drink coffee, you can cut your risk of diabetes by a double-digit percentage because of the chlorogenic acid. It doesn't have to be caffeinated coffee, though. The decaf works as well. And let's see. What they say is lighter roast, and I've mentioned this before, tend to contain more polyphenols. In fact, I've mentioned before, I don't drink coffee, but if you do, the cold brew coffee is the best because, and even the roasted coffees or hot coffees, lighter roasts tend to have more polyphenols because if you roast the coffee beans for an extended period of time, it degrades the antioxidants found in the bean. So it's a good thing to do. If you do drink hot coffee, do a light roast, and if you otherwise drink the cold brew coffee. All right, when we come back from this brief break, we'll have Dr. Brian Robinson talking about why you should chill this year, turn off your job and turn on your life. It doesn't mean you don't work, or it doesn't mean you quit your job, but you just put life in balance, that all-too-delicate work-life balance. We'll talk about resolutions as well when we come back, and much more information to come. Also next hour, Dick Allgaier's Health Report, and next hour as well, life extension expert Rob Martin joins us to talk about telomeres, how they can improve your health or lengthen your telomeres and lengthen your life. And we'll talk about the quality of life being lengthened as well as the amount of your life. So back after this. Don't go anywhere. If you want to stay healthy, I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Pure Colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
At 63, this year's Sports Illustrated cover model, Christie Brinkley, looks as beautiful, youthful, and healthy as ever. Her secret? Regain lost collagen. Add new collagen. Protect her existing collagen. Christie knows that after the age of 21, our natural collagen production slows by 1% per year. By age 30, the signs become visible. That's why her number one beauty supplement is Biosil Hair, Skin, Nails, the clinically proven advanced collagen generator and protector. Unlike the collagen pills and powders that your body breaks down and simply uses as a food source, Biosil from Natural Factors activates your body's own collagen-generating enzymes. In fact, clinical trials prove that Biosil reduces fine lines and wrinkles by 30%, increases skin elasticity by 89%, thickens and strengthens hair by 13%, and dramatically strengthens nails. So when you want to look beautiful, youthful, and healthy like Christie, choose Biosil, the clinically proven advanced collagen generator. To learn more, visit BiosilUSA.com.
Dr. Health Radio, brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Noni Lavender Lotion. Discover the healing power of Noni at RealNoni.com. Also by Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company featuring safe and effective phytocannabinoids without the controversial cannabis. And by Master Supplements, the creators of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. More information at Theralac.com.
Lights, models, guest list. Just do your best, darling.
Welcome back to the program. David Stonia Radio, 24 minutes after the hour. Hey, that's funny. I feel that chill. Do you? Oh, it's just my first guest of the year, the author of a brand new book entitled Chill, Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life. Psychotherapist Dr. Brian Robinson is with us today, and he's going to talk about how to achieve that oh-so-important balance between your work and your life, and we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Robinson. How the health are you?
Good morning. I'm great. And it's a good chill in the air, too, not a bad chill.
Well, here with the snowman, you always feel cool and healthy on the radio, but especially today with you being, you know, I was jealous because I thought, why didn't I have a book with that? I mean, this ties in perfectly with my last name, of course, Chill by David
chill
Snow.
Chill Snow.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Anyway.
I like that.
Let's talk about, well, first of all, a lot of people are making resolutions to work harder this year and make more money. That's one of the top resolutions, is to make more this year than you did last year. So that means working harder, well, as well as smarter too. But most people are going to set their goals higher. So how can you achieve that balance and still, you know, still be not off kilter and be healthy psychologically, because you are a psychotherapist after all? Tell us how you do this with your patients.
Well, it's not about not working. In fact, it's great to set goals and to work hard.
Right.
There's a difference in hard work and overdoing it. You know, hard work put us on the moon. A lot of people get that confused. But when people overdo it and they're not able to slow down, they're in the extreme. And they could be working in their head all the time. I always say a workaholic is someone on the ski slopes dreaming about being back in the office, and a chill worker is in the office dreaming about being on the ski slopes. So you can set goals, work harder this year, but the key is to make sure you put on the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
When we're setting goals and working, we can think of that as the gas, and we need gas to get us where we want to go. but we don't want to change tires going 80 miles an hour. We need the brakes. If you did that to a car, it would burn out, and that's why we call it burnout with people. If those of us who don't have brakes, actually, we're less effective. There's research showing that now, that we're much more effective when we slow down and have a pause every once in a while.
And you say that work addiction has been called this century's cocaine. And that I like the section in your book. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, the book is Chill, Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life. But Dr. Robinson.
David, the book is actual hashtag chill. There's
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Just so people know that. Okay. There's a hashtag in front of it. That's part of the title.
Okay. All right. Well, I like the title, Chill. So I'm going to change the title for you. No, but on page, 83 of your book, it says, or you tell people to quit karoshing. And a lot of people here are familiar with that term because it's the Japanese name,
right.
Or they coined the name for all the thousands of workers that drop dead every year because they're working 60, 70 hours a week. Karoshi, which translates to death from overwork. And so let's talk about that for a minute, because we're talking about work-life balance, and tell us how we can, you know, be more balanced in our work life.
In Japan, some of the Japanese psychologists have called the Japanese workplace the killing fields, because it's such a common thing
Now.
We don't have a term for that in the English language. There's no term for death from overwork. Workaholism or work addiction is the closest thing we have. But what we know in terms of health is overworking and overdoing it leads to greater gastrointestinal problems, heart attacks. Of course, it increases stress. And the research that I've done has been mainly on the family. And we did the first study at the University of North Carolina, and we found that children of workaholics tend to have more depression, more anxiety, than children from non-workaholic, I might have said alcoholic, I meant workaholic homes.
Uh-huh.
And marriage breakup is 40% higher.
Wow, really?
Yes.
That's amazing. Did you say, children?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
I like that play on words. But yeah, I mean, it's as bad or worse than alcoholism.
Wow.
It's been extolled so much that people don't understand how damaging it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to uncover this more and more. There's more research coming out showing it's deadly for the workaholic. It's deadly for the children. It's deadly for a marriage or a relationship and for the family system in general. And it's certainly deadly for the workplace.
And, you know, I'm sorry, Dr. Robinson, in the last century or so, our society has become so much more materialistic than ever in making money. And a lot of times the other things that are so important to balance your life fall by the wayside because the almighty dollar is staring people. I mean, they're, you know, it's the carrot and the stick, and they're just chasing dollars. And, you know, and the problem with, and we could go off on, this is a whole separate show of talking about people that make their first million and say, okay, just one more million, it's not enough. Or,
right.
Or you know, if they made 10 million, just, you know, at 25 or 100, that's when I'm going to stop everything, you know. And it's a vicious cycle.
It's never enough.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
that's what makes it addictive. It's never enough. It's whether it's food or whether it's alcohol or a drug or work, it's never enough, and that's what the addictive issue is.
So let me ask you this, to put you on the spot. Have you made any New Year's resolutions for yourself?
I have not. I don't make resolutions. I do make intentions, though. Resolutions, you know, I think the percentage is 80% of the people break them.
Right.
I think I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Intention's different. If you break a resolution, a lot of people hammer themselves. They kick themselves. But if you have an intention and you fail, you get back in the saddle quicker. So, but the only intention I have set is to be kinder and to love people who get in my way. Now, that's a tall order. I'm talking about, and I talk about this in the book, people who step in front of me in line accidentally, someone who cuts me off in traffic, the barking dog when I'm trying to sleep, my neighbor's weed eater that's disturbing my peace. You know, we all can identify with this.
Right.
But most of us get reactive, and that's what increases our blood pressure.
Sure.
So the whole idea of hashtag chill is not just about hanging out and watching the football game or lying by the pool, although those are great things to do, or get a massage or whatever. It's also about learning to not react to everything that doesn't go our way. And that's what I'm working on. I haven't arrived anywhere. I wrote the book. There are things in there I aspire to, but I don't want people to think that I'm some guru who's got it all together, because I'm a human being. We all have flaws. In fact, I have a bunch of chillers in the book. There's one for each day of the year.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah, I love
it. And today's chiller, I looked it up because I knew you and I were going to be talking, and I just want to read. They're one-liners. It is, I admit that I have flaws and embrace each one.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was looking at them last night. I like some of them. I mean, I circled some for myself. You know, I listen to my body when it talks to me. That's a good one for everybody.
Yeah.
And anyway, there's 366, so we don't have time to go through all of them. But I did circle a couple. Let's see. Let me just mention two others that I think I highlighted. I remind myself that I am more powerful than my procrastination. And I see that my life is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to. Anyway, there's words of wisdom every day. So it's a great book to have, you know, just to open a page. And it's easy reading, so you can open a page every day. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it also, there are 12 chapters, and each one has to do with the seasons.
Right, so you have a month per chapter, right? So January,
right.
February, et cetera. Yeah, no, I love this. Yeah.
And so there are readings within each chapter, and at the very end, there are 366 chillers that folks can just plant in their mind each morning and carry it with them throughout the day.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, so actually I stepped in front of somebody at the post office the other day accidentally. And so how many of us who are listening right now have also broken in line or had our lawnmower going and when the neighbor's trying to sleep? We're all fallible. So if we can all just learn to forgive and love whatever it is that steps in our way, we're going to be healthier for one thing.
Right.
Our blood pressure is going to be lower and our immune system is going to be better. And there are tons of studies now showing this. So we're going to be better all the way around. That's not easy to do. It's a huge challenge, but it's something I'm going to try to do better.
All right. On that note, Dr. Robinson, we need to take a bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, I want to ask you about overriding negativity bias. Bias that scientists say that everyone is susceptible to, negativity bias that causes you to overestimate life's obstacles and underestimate your ability to conquer them. So we'll talk about that and how you can overcome your blockages and some of the challenges you're having to making those resolutions, or as my guest, Dr. Robinson, mentions, intentions. I like the New Year's intentions. That's a good one. So much more information to come here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Skipping breakfast can put you at risk for diabetes. We'll have details of a new study. Grooming products make girls reach puberty earlier. A new study looked at that. And men, can your cooking pots affect the size of your, stay tuned. It's coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow.
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 It is David Snow on your radio.
It won't be long before.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, what kind of running actually makes you fatter? What run doesn't get you anywhere? Running to the refrigerator, and unfortunately, the only running that most people get is that, running to the refrigerator. And that kind of running can get you fatter. So we're talking about resolutions here, one of the main ones being losing weight and being at a healthy weight for your size and height. So Dr. Brian Robinson is my guest. If you're just joining us, he is the author of Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life. How did you come about writing this book? Was it because your patients asked you for it, or you just saw that there was a need in the marketplace, or what inspired you?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I had another book that's in the third edition called Chained to the Desk, specifically for workaholics. And working with my clients and feedback I get literally from all over the world, there was nothing for people who are not workaholics but who have some of those same symptoms like impatience, perfectionism, it's never good enough, the negativity that you mentioned earlier. And so this book, Hashtag Chill, is for everybody and anybody who, and where it says turn off your job, your job can be the thing. I'm finding even in retirement, people are just overdoing it and burning themselves out and hurrying and rushing, not with work necessarily, but whatever their job is. It could be even going to missing the golf game or being late for a doctor's appointment. So it's the kind of thing that we can all take a breath, step back, and look at and understand more what the purpose of Hashtag Chill is. Because when we can do that, it slows everything down. It activates what we call the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest response, and boosts the immune system, improves our memory. And there are all these studies coming up now with the technology we have. We can actually see the changes in the brain. And people who meditate, for example, chill. You know, you probably talked about this on your show before.
Sure.
They have better memory, and the hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that responsible for memory, doesn't shrink as much. So I could go on and on with the positives of chilling. And I want to talk about meditation in a minute, but I think you wanted to talk a little bit about the negativity.
Yes, right. Now, you say that scientists say that everyone is susceptible to negativity because it causes you to overestimate your obstacles and underestimate your ability to conquer them. So, and it's interesting, you mentioned that scientists say it takes three positive thoughts to offset one negative thought. That's going to take some effort for a lot of people because a lot of people have a lot of negative thoughts. So talk about this if you would.
Well, people who want to lose weight, if that's an intention or a resolution, are going to spend time eating better and maybe going to the gym. So if you want to feel better in your skin and if you want to have better clarity, you're right. It takes practice and a little bit of effort, but not as much effort as people think. You know, when I talk to my clients about meditation, their hands go up and they say, I can't do that. I've tried it. I can't clear my mind. And it's not about clearing your mind, and it's not about sitting for 20 minutes in lotus position like we have a stereotype of meditation's gotten a bum rap. We know that 5 minutes a day, just spending some time inside your skin, just looking at your thoughts, just watching them. The way I do it is for 5 minutes a day, I connect with my breath, and my thoughts are going to go somewhere else. That's part of meditation. I bring them back, focus on my breath. They're going to wander again. But when that happens, people give up and think they can't meditate. The goal is not to clear your mind. That's a byproduct that will happen automatically. The goal is just to focus. It's all you do for 5 minutes. And what we know is it can change your life. It's amazing the people that I have, physicians, I have high-profile people in very stressful jobs, and they found that literally the word I hear, it's changed my life. I'm not as reactive. I'm calmer when things don't go my way. My relationship's better with my spouse. So But I want to talk about that negativity thing, because it's something a lot of people don't know, that we're hardwired for negativity. Mother Nature wants us to survive. She doesn't care about us being happy. She wants us to survive. So we do have a negativity bias, and what that means is I'm going to pay more attention to see things as a threat.
Yeah, that's right.
As opposed to my ability to overcome it. And that keeps me safe. It makes me overreact or overestimate a threat when most things are not threatening at all. We also have that negative critic. Everybody has one. And that critic in us, believe it or not, is trying to keep us safe. It doesn't want us to get our head blown off in life. It wants us to do well on the presentation. It wants to make sure we meet the deadline. And so it's in there just kicking us and eviscerating us, and it feels horrible. And the goal is, when you can befriend that voice instead of fight it, it calms down. It's a paradox. So there are lots of ways that Mother Nature has wired us so that we can make it through life. If we want to be in a place I call hashtag chill, then we want to be able to find a way to calm down the system so that we can, there are 8 C words we associate with the place I call hashtag chill. One is calm, and the calmer I am, the clearer my mind is, that's clarity. The more compassion I can have for other people because I get out of my own frame of mind and my own woes. Creativity is more present when I'm not criticizing myself or when I'm not feeling threatened by something that's not really a threat. Courage and confidence are some of the other C words that go along with it. So when you know that you're wired for negativity, however we need it. If you're walking on a dark street and somebody's coming at you with a knife, you need it to survive. But most of the things that we encounter on a daily basis are not survival, like a breakup or a divorce or fear of not having finances. So when we're able to approach those issues with more calm and more chill, we traverse them easier, and we're more likely to get through them.
All right, that's a good way to remember all those key points, is the C words: the calm, clarity, compassion, creativity, and the others. Now let's get back to, I was intrigued by what you were saying, that even retired people can overbook themselves or be doing too much at once and just too many things. They're overscheduled, basically. And you have a few pages in your book about multitasking. Isn't that, if you could tell, or if you could somehow magically change everybody in our population and change one thing about them, multitasking, I think, would go... it would improve their lives more than almost anything if they would just realize that multitasking undermines their efficiency and quality of life. Speak to that, if you would.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, there's a myth that if multitasking is going to help me get things done quicker and more effectively, which is simply not true. And there's research from the University of South Carolina and the University of Michigan, 2 different studies, and maybe more since I've checked, that show that multitasking is not what it's cracked up to be. And it keeps us out of the present moment. It keeps us geared up. It keeps us the sympathetic nervous system or the stress response geared up. And it creates less effective output. So what we're finding, the reverse of a lot of things that we've been told, is when we are more in the present moment, more mindful of what we're doing instead of trying to do 3 or 4 things at one time, we're more effective, we're calmer, and we're more present with the people around us and the task at hand. So the other thing I wanted to mention was, and a lot of people listening probably have heard this, and maybe you have too, David, the old saying that the idle mind is the devil's workshop, or the idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
We've reversed that too, because now we know that people who... are rushing and hurrying, that's the devil's workshop. What we really know is that the idle mind is the healthy mind, the clear mind, the compassionate mind, the calm mind. And so that's kind of changed hands too. And when you talk about retirement, you know, the image of retirement used to be people sitting in a rocking chair doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's totally changed because we know there's something called neuroplasticity that in neuropsychology, which means that you can teach an old dog new tricks. The brain does not stop developing no matter how old you get. Until the day you die, your brain is malleable. You can continue to learn and improve and grow. And again, we know that from the technology. We can actually see it in the brain. And so now we're encouraging people in retirement to stay active. I didn't say busy, and I don't mean you know hurrying and rushing, but active physically, emotionally, and you're starting to see people now who are aging are actively involved in life. They're not sitting around on a rocking chair. If they're healthy, they're playing golf, they're volunteering. Some people are still working. So things have really changed from what we used to think was healthy to what we know today based on the research.
And you see, here's another author. This is the author of Emotional Detox, and along the lines of what you're talking about, she talks about the benefits of boredom, and she says boredom is a reaction to what you're feeling, not so much a feeling itself. And
yeah.
You know, with our phones attached at our hips, and we're just so. I think the awareness or the lack of awareness is the key, because once people are aware of just how out of touch they are with their own, inability to chill and how unbalanced they are, then that's when you can put yourself into balance. It's like anything else in your life. Without awareness, that's where it all starts, because that's half the battle right there, is becoming aware so you know what you can change.
Right. And when you're doing and you're speeding and you're hurrying and you're rushing, you're in the future trying to get somewhere, to anticipating what you're going to do. When you're being, which is the flip side, and here's where the balance comes in, you're in that present moment, and you're mindful of what you're feeling, you're mindful of what you're thinking, you're mindful of who's around you and the sounds and the noise, the what you're seeing, and everything slows down. Your muscles relax, your respiratory system, and everything slows down. So we're saying when we talk about balance, is we have to, if we want to be balanced and if we want to live longer, we have to put the brakes on in some way. Now, a lot of people say they don't have time to do that. I hear that a lot.
No, because they're spending 6 hours in front of a screen, for goodness sake.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They don't have 5 minutes to meditate. Are you kidding me?
Well, they do, but they just don't think they do.
Yeah, you know? It's priorities. It's prioritization. Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly right.
And speaking of priorities, Dr. Robinson, we need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here. And when we come back, we'll have more information regarding your book, Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life. We'll tell you how to get the book by Dr. Robinson. But first, when we come back, a lot of you suffer from an afternoon slump. That's pretty pretty normal, you know, our energy levels go down and everything, but how to boost your mood with a chili treat, since we're talking about chilling, around 3 p.m. This is important information, and you can have a lot more energy throughout the day if you heed these tips, and we'll give you those when we come back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at EmeraldHealthBio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Hey, we're excited you could join us here on our first show of the year. Dr. Health Radio is the name, wellness is the game. And if you miss any part of the show or just want to get a double dose of good health information, our show is rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. right here on AM 690 or 94.3 The Answer. And you can always go to drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com, where we podcast all the previous shows. All right, if you are suffering from an afternoon slump, it's pretty normal because it's built into our circadian rhythms. A few hours after lunch, brain releases adenosine. That's a compound that kind of latches onto your nerve endings and makes you feel somewhat groggy. It's what causes you eventually to be sleepy at night. But if you treat yourself to a popsicle or an ice drink or other cool treat, Australian researchers found that the small uptick in blood glucose, depending on, you know, and don't eat too much sugar or carbohydrate in your cool treat, but it switches on brain enzymes that speed adenosine breakdown, plus the sudden exposure to cold actually prompts the release of mood-lifting beta brain waves. Just don't chew on ice like some people I know. Dr. Robinson, have you heard this before?
No, that's great to hear, though. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, everybody has that afternoon slump, that dip in energy. So this will be a little trick without having to reach for a lot of caffeine or sugar. And I found, too, that if you just exercise some deep breathing or push-ups or whatever you want to do, physical activity, that'll also get you through that slump as well. So anyway, all right, continuing on our discussion about your book, Turn Off Your Job and Turn On Your Life, how can people get your book, Dr. Robinson?
Well, it's in all bookstores everywhere, Barnes & Noble and all independent bookstores, Amazon.com. And I wanted folks to know they can go on my website and take a test for free that and find out how chilled they are.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. There are 20-odd questions, and it electronically gives you an immediate score, so you can kind of see where you fall.
Uh-huh. You know, I was surprised when I was reading the introduction to your book, and you said that you hated, the class you hated the most, or the thing you hated the most in school, elementary school at least, was recess. I want you to know I have a PhD in recess. you were a workaholic from the time you were a little kid.
I sure was. And I'll tell you why. And this is something I've studied this and over the years, and this hadn't been written a lot about, but I grew up in a pretty dysfunctional family. I'm part of the only one within earshot right now who did. My father was an alcoholic, and it was a really unstable home. I unwittingly latched on to whatever I could find for stability, and a lot of kids do this when they're very young, 8, 7, 9 years old. And one of the things I did was I wrote the church Christmas play. I directed it. I produced it. I built the set.
My gosh. Wow.
Everybody thought it was great. But looking back, of course, I was going way over because I was trying to feel something inside me that wasn't being fulfilled every day. So a lot of kids who grow up in an unstable home end up latching on to something to stabilize their life, and it's tasks or it's schoolwork or it's taking care of a younger brother and sister, and they often carry that on into their adulthood.
Wow. And obviously you did.
Oh, I did. Absolutely.
You were not one of those children.
I was not a children. And in fact, you know what? I don't remember. I do talk about this in the book, in the introduction. When I would go with my family on vacation, they would all go walk on the beach and want me to go, and I would pretend I was going to sleep.
I read that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and they thought that was really cool. But what I really did after they were out of sight was pull out my work and work feverishly, just like an alcoholic taking a drink until they got back, and then I pretend I'd been sleeping. Now, that's pretty, even as I say it right now, that's pretty disturbing. It's pretty sick. That's not me anymore. I'm not driven like I used to be. I'm drawn.
Uh-huh.
The difference is when you're drawn, you're in charge. You're in those C words. You're in chill. You're in clarity. You see what's happening. You're not reacting to everything around you, so you don't have the need to medicate yourself as much, so you can be in the present moment and feel comfortable with it. But what used to happen is I was at the mercy of whatever was around me, reacting left and right, and any time that there was a pause or something that wasn't structured, it was very difficult for me. This is very common with workaholics. Many people say, I cannot relax. I can't just sit and do nothing. Well, you can, but you have to work at it, just like when you go to the gym to work out those muscles for the new year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so meditate, don't medicate.
Exactly.
Is your message, yeah. Well, I can't thank you enough, Dr. Brian Robinson. Thank you so much for being with us. And is there a website people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, and to take the test or get a hold of me if you want to read more about some of my work. And I have a blog with Psychology Today every month. It's also
That's a huge magazine.
It's BrianRobinson.com. BrianRobinsonBooks.com, and it's BRYAN, BrianRobinsonBooks.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, Dr.
Thank
Robinson.
You, David.
All the best of luck on your book. Brand new book, by the way. Turn off your job and turn on your health, your life, excuse me. All right, next hour, the fitness file coming up, as well as matters of sexual health, the Funny Bone Pharmacy, Dick Allgaier's health report, and information on life extension from life extension specialist Rob Martin. All about telomeres or telomeres, depending on tomato, tomato, however you want to pronounce it. But we'll talk about many tips on not only extending your life span, but in extending your health span. So much more information to come after the top of the hour of Fox News for hour number two of the healthiest 2 hours on radio. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio, Hawaii's number one health talk show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.